From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Virginia is shaping up to be a key battleground in the race for the White House. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney stumped in Southwest Virginia last month, and President Obama will continue campaigning there today. He was in Roanoke last night as part of a two-day campaign swing through the Commonwealth, as Beverly Amza reports from member station WVTF.
More than 3,000 people crowded into downtown Roanoke for the president's speech. Tim Howard of Roanoke will vote for the first time in November and wanted to hear more about the president's platform.
And it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so that's why I'm here right now.
The culturally diverse crowd came to hear the first sitting president to hold a public event at the Star City in 35 years. Using an historic fire station as a backdrop, President Obama urged Congress to extend tax cuts to all but the top 2% of Americans.
The bottom line is the top 2% doesn't need help. They're doing just fine.
Virginia is seen as one of the battleground states for this fall's election. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
Mitt Romney is denying he was still with Bain Capital, the private equity firm he founded when it was sending jobs overseas.
The ownership shares of the company were ownership shares which I retain. But when I left Bain Capital in February of 1999, I went out to run the Olympics and said goodbye to my colleagues. They took over the business.
Romney speaking there to ABC, saying campaign aides to President Obama are lying about his role at Bain, and he said President Obama owes him an apology. The state of Florida is outpacing others, with the most cities dealing with a foreclosure crisis. As Florida Public Radio's Tramiel Gomes reports, a list compiled by Forbes magazine and Realty Track shows Florida cities taking up nearly half of it.
Out of 20 metro areas across the country on the list, Florida is taking the lion's share, with eight cities seeing a serious uptick in foreclosures, including its capital, Tallahassee. Darren Blumquist is with the foreclosure listing site, Realty Track.
The slowdowns last year were so dramatic in Florida. Really, the foreclosure process, the foreclosure industry in Florida last year was thrown into what I would classify as a state of dysfunction.
That's because lenders were having trouble with documentation. Foreclosure attorneys were being accused of improper procedures, and the court system is bogged down with foreclosure filings. For NPR News, I'm Tramiel Gomes in Tallahassee.
In Saudi Arabia, police say security forces have shot and killed a man who was among a group that opened fire and hurled a firebomb at a police station. The Interior Ministry says four masked men on motorcycles threw the firebomb. Three escaped. The attack happened in an eastern province where the Shiite population is in the majority. In a separate attack, four policemen were wounded by masked attackers. Shiites have staged frequent demonstrations against Saudi Arabia's Sunni rulers in the last year. This is NPR. Producer Richard Zanuck has died of a heart attack at the age of 77. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that Zanuck was born and raised in the industry.
Richard Zanuck's father was Daryl Zanuck, the legendary head of 20th Century Fox. And the younger Zanuck told NPR's Talk of the Nation that he was practically born and raised on the studio lot.
Started to work there selling papers when I was around 7 years old. And every summer vacation, I would work in a various department at the studio. So I was an old-timer when I was 15.
Richard Zanuck produced his first film at the age of 24. He became head of production at Fox at 27, reviving the studio's fortunes with The Sound of Music. As an independent producer, he worked with a new young director named Steven Spielberg. Together, they created the summer blockbuster that makes everyone wonder if it's safe to go back in the water. In addition to Jaws, Zanuck also produced Driving Miss Daisy, which won the Best Picture Oscar in 1989. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Authorities in Los Angeles are investigating the death of the 36-year-old son of Sylvester Stallone. Sage Stallone was found dead by a housekeeper yesterday. Police say there was no sign of foul play. And Oregon's balloon man is preparing to fly again. Kent Couch is planning to lift off in a lawn chair suspended from helium party balloons from his gas station in Bend this morning. An adventurer from Iraq is going with him. Fareed Lofta contacted Couch after reading of his earlier exploits. The two hoped to ride their lawn chairs through the night across Idaho and touch down tomorrow morning somewhere in Montana. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.